track 13, and now we come to sport. Newton Spurs produce four-star display. Newton Abbott Spurs made it six wins on the spin in the Walter C. Parsons Southwest Peninsula League on Saturday, the 15th of March, and kept a fourth clean sheet in five in all competitions. Albert and Villa were the visitors at the Rec, and despite Spurs boss Mark Revel expecting them to challenge at the top of their game, there was a major gulf of class on display. Toby Pullman added another two to his tally for the season, with the in-form Tyler Joint and midfielder Mason Dolman-Zaccaro also finding the back of the net in this 4-0 success. Buckland Athletic's playoff hopes took another hit as they were beaten on their travels in the Dewson Western Football League for the third game in a row. Following a 3-0 defeat to Portishead Town and a 2-0 loss at the hands of Barnstable Town, the latest slip-up was by just a single goal at North Somerset Community Stadium, home of Clevedon Town. With this trio all in top four at the time of writing, it doesn't bode well for the club's promotion ambitions. And there's just a final round-up of some bits and pieces of football. In the Herald Cup, a dreaded penalty shootout was needed to separate Walden Athletic and Buckfastleigh Rangers. It was one apiece after 120 minutes, and Walden then held their nerve to win 3-2 from the spot. Bovey Tracy's second 11 advanced to the Herald Cup quarterfinals, meanwhile, with a 2-0 win at home over Ivy Bridge Town's second 11. Other football news, East Allington, who had points in their pocket when they were 2-0 in front at home to Newton Abbott Spurs seconds, before they had their pockets well and truly picked by Callum Noyce, who scored a second-half hat-trick as his side won 4-3. Buckland Athletic picked up another 3 points with a 3-1 win over Paignton Villa. There was a massive shock in Division 2 Lidston Cup, where favourites Mount Gould were knocked out by visiting Liverton United by a 2-0. And finally on the football, Kingstainton Athletic seconds remain well placed in fourth place following a 3-1 win at Liverton United seconds. And now we come on to hockey. Ashmore men's first team gained their biggest win of the season and completed the double over Reading in last weekend's National League match. After both sides had early opportunities, Ashmore took the lead midway through the first quarter. As Ashmore grew in confidence, they started to take more control of the match, passing the ball with a good variety of pace. Ashmore kept their clean sheet intact at one end and were almost on target with goal number 5 at the other end. It wasn't to be, though, and the game finished with a nevertheless satisfying 4-0 victory for Ashmore. Ashmore ladies played against Dart on Saturday in the local Totnes derby, knowing a point would be enough to secure the league. Although the ladies continued to push for a winner, the game remained at 2-2, crowning them as champions and extending their unbeaten record. And finally, we come on to athletics. March warmed up at last with Sharon and Paul Sharples and Graydon Widdicombe taking part in the 27th Logicom Cyprus Marathon, a 5K from Paphos Castle. The Sharples had planned this event at the start of the pandemic, and they finally got round to it. Starting at Petra Tou Romi, Aphrodite's birthplace, the undulating course follows a mainly coastal route along the Mediterranean Sea. Graydon struggled the last few miles, finishing in 3 hours, 51 minutes and 6 seconds, while Sharon finished in 5 hours, 3 minutes and 59 seconds, and Paul was a couple of seconds back in 5 hours, 4 minutes and 1 second. Lucy Lockett and Andrew Ratledge lined up for one of the Southwest's most famous oddball trail races, the Grizzly. Famed for its changing course, dips in the sea, scrambling up near vertical banks, and the pebble beach sections. Participants can expect 3,000 feet of ascent over 20 miles, with two sections of pebble beaches, totaling over a mile, two energy-sapping bogs, where runners are often up to their waists in water and mud, and the infamous Stairway to Heaven, a steep path up the side of a cliff. Andrew finished in a time of 3 hours, 53 minutes, 47 seconds, and Lucy in 4 hours, 32 minutes, and 44 seconds. And that's your sport for this week.